Excepcionalmente. Un saludo cordial.
Emprender y liderar, las claves del éxito. Entra ahora en grupobaugan.com/seminario. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses. Look, no excuses.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to No Excuses on this Thursday. And we have a returning guest today. Our Hungarian ballet dancer is back after where she's been.
Where have you been?
I've been
now, speak close to the microphone.
I've been in many places.
Very good. Ask her if she got married since we last saw her.
Did you get married? What?
Since we last saw you.
Did you get married since we last saw you?
Yes, I did.
Very good. Ask her when she got married.
When did you get married? When did you get married?
I got married on the 14th of September.
Are you sure it was the 14th? You don't sound very sure. Okay, ask her where she got married.
Where did you get married?
I got married in Madrid.
Okay, ask her if a lot of people came from Hungary. Ask her if a lot of guests came from Hungary.
Did a lot of guests come from Hungary?
Hungary.
Hungary.
One more time.
Did a lot of guests... Guests yeah. come from Hungary?
Not that much.
Not that many?
Not that many.
Ask her how many came.
How many came?
Almost 40 persons.
People. Yeah. Yeah. In total or from Hungary?
Yes.
Which, in total or from Hungary?
From Hungary. Total from Hungary.
That's quite a few. 40
yeah.
people. Ask her how many people there were at the wedding.
How many people were there at the wedding?
And there... were like...
Now, careful. You're saying like this is a bad habit from spending so much time in California.
100.
There were like... I was there like... And there were like 5 people there. No.
There were
yes.
130.
People?
Yes.
Okay, ask her if the food was good.
Was the food good?
Of course.
Ask her if the wine was good.
Did wine... wine good? Was wine good?
Was the wine good?
Was the wine good?
The wine.
The wine.
Yes, again.
Was the wine good?
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Very good. Okay, let's practice a little bit of there and to be. Was there a thunderstorm in Madrid yesterday?
Yes, there was.
Was there?
I think there was.
Okay, all right. Is there a thunderstorm today?
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is.
Good, very good. Is there going to be one tomorrow?
No, there isn't. No, there isn't.
Now, here's a funny thing. I would say, even though it's going to, and you're answering the negative, I would say, no, there won't.
Ah,
yeah.
No, there won't.
Very good. Will there be one in the summer?
No, there won't.
Very good. Will there be one next week?
Yes, there will.
Very good. Are there any people in this room?
Yes, there are.
Yes, there are.
Yes, there are.
Good. Were there any people in this room yesterday?
Yes, there were.
Very good. Are there going to be any people in this room tomorrow?
Yes, there are. Oh, yes, there will.
Yes, very good. Yeah. Will there be any people in this room in summer?
Yes, there will.
Very good. Will there be more than 20 people in this room tomorrow?
No, there won't.
Good. Will there be presidential elections in Spain soon?
Yes.
Will there be general elections in Spain soon?
Unfortunately, yes, there will.
Very good. Ask me if there was a lot of traffic this morning.
Was there a lot of traffic this morning?
But apparently so. I was underground, so I didn't see it, but apparently so. Was there somebody at your house last weekend?
Yes, there were.
Was there somebody at your house last weekend?
Yes, there was.
Very good. Is there a cat in this room?
No, there isn't.
Good. Is there going to be a party at your house soon?
Yes, there will.
Ask him if he's going to invite us.
Are you going to invite us?
I think so.
Very good. Good answer. Okay. Are there a lot of people in Madrid?
Yes, there are.
How many people are there in the city?
About 4 million.
No, careful.
4 million people.
Yeah. Now, apparently, in the city itself... There are 3.1.
Yeah.
And in the greater metropolitan area, about 5, I think.
Yeah, and in all the Madrid community, the region of Madrid, about 7 million.
7 million.
In
wow.
total, yeah.
No, careful, 7 million, not 7 millions.
7 million.
You would say there are millions of people, but there are 7 million people.
7 million people.
Very good. Were there a lot of English speakers in this room last week?
Yes, there were.
Very good. Will there be a book fair in Madrid this year?
Yeah, there will.
Very good. Were there five people in your car yesterday?
No, there weren't.
Very good. Is there a farm in the centre of Madrid?
No, there isn't.
Good. Are there any hotels on the outskirts of Madrid?
Yes, there are.
Very good. Is there a direct connection by train between Madrid and Barcelona?
Yes, there is.
Very good. Okay. How would you describe, if you met a foreign person who was an English speaker, how would you describe the Abbey to them? What kind of train is it?
High speed train.
High speed train. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. What's the name of the high speed train in Japan? What's it called?
Bullet train.
The bullet train. Ask her if she went on the bullet train in Japan.
Did you go on the bullet train in Japan?
Yes, I did.
Very good. Ask her how many cities she visited in Japan.
How many cities did you visit in Japan?
I visited four cities.
Ask her which cities she visited.
Which cities did you visit?
Careful again.
Which cities did you visit?
I visited Tokyo, Kyoto, Nara, Osaka.
Never heard of that. Ask her which was her favorite.
Which was your favorite?
Nara was my favorite.
Very good. And ask her if Nara is a small city.
Is Nara a small city?
Yes, it is.
Ask her what she thought of Japanese food.
What did you think of Japanese food?
I liked so much.
I liked it.
I liked it.
Very good. Ask her if she drinks beer.
Did you drink beer?
No, ask her if she drinks beer.
Do you drink beer?
Sometimes.
Okay, ask me if I like Japanese beer.
Do you like Japanese beer?
Yeah, Japanese beer is very good. Ask me if I like Japanese whiskey.
Do you like Japanese whiskey?
It's very good, but it's very expensive.
Really?
But it's actually really, really good. Yeah, it's one of the best whiskies in the world. So a little bit of translation. Eso pasó de moda hace años.
That went out of fashion years ago.
Now try again.
That went out of fashion years ago.
Very good. Ella me quiere a pesar de todos mis defectos.
She loves me despite of my mistakes.
Try again.
She loves me despite my mistakes.
No, mis defectos.
My faults.
Yes, again.
She loves me despite my faults.
Good, now say it in another way.
She loves me in spite of my faults.
Good. Tengo 12 hijos que alimentar.
I have 12 children to feed.
Good. No me explicó por qué no funciona.
I don't understand why is it not working.
Okay, all right. Another way of saying it.
I can't figure out why it doesn't work.
Very good. El tío está forrado.
The guy is loaded.
Okay, very good. Another way of saying forrado.
Make of money.
Made of money.
Made of money.
Filthy rich.
Filthy rich, very good. Él no está apto para hacer el trabajo.
He's not fit to do the job.
Good. Siempre trato de mantenerme en forma.
I always try to be fit.
Okay, to be fit or to?
Be in shape.
Be in shape or to keep?
To keep shape.
To keep fit.
To keep fit.
To keep fit or to keep in shape. Ese hombre responde a la descripción.
This.
Ese hombre.
That guy.
Hombre.
That man.
Yes.
That man is according to the description.
Now, what's my name?
Fits.
So?
Fits the description.
But from the beginning, that man?
That man fits the description.
Good. Voy a servir una comida apropiada para la ocasión.
I'm going to serve a meal fit for the occasion.
Good. And if you said the meal, it's fit for a king, what does that mean? The meal is fit for a king.
It's really good.
Yeah, very good. Esas piezas del puzzle no encajan.
This puzzle pieces?
Yes.
Don't fit together.
Yes, again.
These puzzle pieces don't fit together.
And what do you call that type of puzzle where there are pieces that must fit together?
Jigsaw. A jigsaw.
Jigsaw. A saw.
Like the.
What's a saw in Spanish?
Una sierra.
Yes, and a jigsaw is a type of saw used for very precise cuttings.
Mm-hmm.
So no, it's different, but they used to use a jigsaw to cut the pieces. Yeah. ¿Cómo te siente el traje?
How does the suit fit on you?
Yeah, or just how does the suit fit?
How does the suit fit?
Olvidémoslo.
Let's forget about it.
Very good. Me inclino a creerle.
I tend to believe in him.
Okay, very good. Another way of saying me inclino a creerle?
I'm inclined to believe in him.
Take away the
and him.
Take away no preposition.
I'm inclined to believe him.
Very good. Esto es lo máximo que puedo pagar.
That's the...
Esto.
This is the most I can pay.
Very good. Ella no me impedirá ir.
She won't stop me going.
Okay, good. Yes, very good. Now, put a preposition in. What you said is fine, but put a preposition in. She won't stop.
She won't stop me to go.
From going.
Yes.
Okay. She won't stop me from going.
No puedo evitar que vayas.
I can't help you to go. I can't help.
I can't keep you from going.
Very good.
I can't keep you from going.
Dame una respuesta clara.
Give me a precise answer.
Okay. Another way of saying it?
Straight.
Straight.
Yeah. Give me a straight answer.
Very good. La profecía se cumplió.
The prophecy took place.
Came true.
Yes.
The prophecy came true.
Yes, again.
The prophecy came true.
Very good. ¿Te molesta el humo?
Does the smoke bother you?
Very good. Me gusta cómo presentas las temas.
I like the way you present the matters.
Okay, not
the items, the
topics.
Subjects.
The topics.
Or topics, yeah.
I like the way you present the topics.
Very good. ¿De veras esperas que termine todo esto para mañana?
Do you really expect me to finish this for tomorrow?
Very good. Todo esto.
All this for tomorrow?
Very good. And you can say bye tomorrow.
Do you really expect...
Now, careful. Do you really expect...
Do you really expect me to finish all this for tomorrow? Bye tomorrow.
Yeah,
sorry.
One more time.
Do you really expect me to finish all this by tomorrow?
Querer es poder.
Where there is a will, there is a way.
Good. Who wrote a book called Querer es poder?
Richard Vaughan.
Very good. Eres un... Ooh, I can't say this. Okay, this is not politically correct anymore. In English, the phrase is, you're a slave driver.
Oh, yeah.
How would you say that in politically correct Spanish?
Negrero,
yeah, but we can't say that anymore.
Yes.
How would you say it? No, there's also a very good expression in English, which is you're
explotador.
You're a hard task master.
Okay,
that's another way of saying it. You're a hard task master.
Yes,
yeah. What did you say?
Explotador.
Okay, very good. Que me llamen.
They can call me.
Let them call me.
No, stronger than let.
Have them call me.
Yes, have them call me.
Have them call me.
This is what a king would say to one of his, you know, have them call
but
me.
But do you use this kind
not
of...
Not much, no. Have them call me. Usually it would be said in a context where maybe you're not very happy with someone. You're like, so-and-so is looking for you. Well, have them call me. It's up to him. So like a strong imperative. No juegues con mis sentimientos.
Don't play with my feelings.
Good, and again?
Don't play with my feelings.
Very good. And be careful with the pronunciation of this, because... What do you do for a living?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I'm a dentist.
Okay, and what do you spend a lot of your time putting into teeth?
Drills.
Well, okay, but what else? And pastas, you say, right?
Fillings.
Fillings. Fillings. And sentimientos?
Feelings.
Feelings. Ask him if fillings have feelings.
Do fillings have feelings?
I don't think so.
Okay, very good. Let's do a little bit of vocabulary. Vivo.
Alive.
Good. Por ahora o de momento.
So far?
Good.
For now?
Good.
For the time being?
Very good. Matrimonio. Do you know this?
Marriage.
Yes. Yeah.
Marriage.
Very good. Necesidades.
Needs.
Very good. Novedad.
Novelty.
Very good. Pago.
Payment.
Good. De sobra. Here's a question for you. How do you say... You said datáfono? Datáfono?
Yes.
How do you say it in English?
Data system?
Card machine.
Card machine.
Card machine, yeah. Ask him how many card machines he has.
Ask him.
Yes.
How many card machines?
Card.
Card machines do you have?
Again.
How many card machines do you have?
I have one card machine.
Very good. Ask him if it's reliable.
Is it reliable?
Wait,
no. Is it reliable?
Reliable.
Reliable.
Yes.
What's reliable?
Fiable.
Yeah. Well, sometimes.
Yeah, because it seems like it depends. They seem to be a bit unreliable, some of them.
Yeah.
Psicológico.
Psychological.
Very good. Arriesgado.
Risky.
Very good. Ahorros.
Savings.
Good. Punto de partida.
Starting point.
Good. Molestar.
To bother.
Okay, another way of saying it.
Disturb.
Okay, another way. To annoy.
Yes.
To annoy. Contener.
To contain.
Good. Quedarse dormido.
Fall asleep.
Good. Ask her if she's tired.
Are you tired?
No, I'm not.
Are you not tired? But before you said you were tired.
Not anymore.
Ah, good. Good. All right. Dar de comer o alimentar.
To feed.
Good. Conceder.
To grant.
Very good. Well done. Garantizar.
To guarantee.
Very good. Poner en peligro.
To put at risk or at odds.
To put at risk better.
Risk.
At odds as well?
No, to put at odds. If you put someone at odds with someone else, you're causing a problem between them.
All right.
So it's a little bit different. But there's
jeopardy.
Another word.
Jeopardy. To,
no,
jeopardize.
To jeopardize.
Jeopardize.
To jeopardize, very good. Tener sentido.
To make sense.
Good. Realizar, ejecutar, rendir. You do this every day for your living.
Carry out.
To carry out, good. Another way of saying it, Latin, more Latin form.
To
perform.
Oh, yes.
To perform. Prevenir, evitar.
Prevent.
And use the preposition?
To prevent.
Good. Ascender o subir?
To promote.
Okay. Another way of saying
it? To rise.
Very good. I'm not sure I can say this. Apresurarse. Yeah?
To be in a hurry?
Okay. Another way of saying it.
To rush.
Mantener o apoyar?
To support.
Good. And cuidar?
Take care. To take care of somebody.
Yeah, take care of. Let's do that again. So, vivo.
Alive.
Por hora de momento.
So far.
Okay.
For the time being.
Yeah, for the time being. Matrimonio.
Marriage.
Good. Necesidades.
Needs.
Novedad.
Novelty.
Novelty, very good. Pago.
Payment.
Good. Datáfono.
Card machine.
Very good. De sobra.
Plenty of.
Very good. Psicológico.
Psychological.
Arriesgado.
Risky.
Ahorros.
Savings.
Punto de partida.
Starting point.
Molestar.
Bother.
Or.
Annoying. Annoy.
And to annoy, yes. Contener.
To contain.
Quedarse dormido.
To fall asleep.
Good. Dar de comer o alimentar.
To feed.
Conceder.
To grant.
Garantizar.
Guarantee.
Careful of your pronunciation.
Guarantee.
And I use the preposition.
To guarantee.
To guarantee.
To guarantee.
Very good. To guarantee.
To guarantee.
Good. Poner en peligro.
To jeopardize.
Tener sentido.
To make sense.
Very good. Realizar, ejecutar o rendir.
To perform.
Very good. Ascender. O subir.
To rise.
Good. Apresurarse.
To rush.
Mantener o apoyar.
To back up or to maintain.
Or?
To support.
Yes. Cuidar.
To take care of.
Yes, to take care of. Okay, let's do a little bit of practice with simple past with did. Did you create something yesterday?
Create?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Ask him what he ask him what he created.
What did you create yesterday?
I create.
Careful. I
created a tooth.
No, I think that's true.
Is that true?
Yes, it is.
So you made the tooth yourself?
I made it from the rest of the. Well, it's not true.
No, ask him if he's ever made a tooth.
Have you ever made a tooth?
Yes, but of wax.
Of wax.
I did all the teeth. Of wax in wax.
Wax. Like cera.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, when I was studying.
Ah, but not for implants.
With a piece of soap, I have to make
okay.
All the shape of all the teeth.
But if you do an implant, you buy the, it's made of a ceramic or something.
Yes. I don't do it.
Okay.
I just give the order.
I'll give the
just
order.
Just do it.
Okay, all right, very good.
My God.
Did you carry a bag yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Very good. Did you visit someone last week?
Yes, I did.
Very good. Did you arrive on time today?
Yes, I did.
Very good. Did you look at yourself in the mirror this morning?
Yes, I did.
Very good. Did you push a door when it said pull last month?
Yes, I did.
Ask me if that happens to me a lot.
Does it happen to you a lot?
Yeah, sometimes. Did you sleep in a hotel yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Did you make plans for this weekend?
Yes, I did.
Very good. Did you spend all your money on cakes last month?
No, I didn't.
All right. Did you start saving 7 years ago?
No, I didn't.
Very good. Did you act in a play yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Very good. Ask her what play she acted in.
What play did you act in?
We were doing improvs.
Improvs?
Improvs.
How do you say improv in Spanish?
Improvisación.
Very good. Did you throw something away last week?
Yes, I did.
Ask her what she threw away.
What did you throw away?
My credit card.
Oh, ask her why she threw it away.
What did you throw away your credit card?
It was an accident.
Oh, it was an accident?
Yeah,
okay,
really.
All right. Did you sing in a choir when you were young?
Yes, I did.
Very good. Did you fight with your sibling yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Very good. Did you work hard at university?
Yes, I did.
Ask me if I worked hard at university.
Did you work hard at university?
No, I didn't. Well, I did, actually. I worked hard at learning how to drink Guinness. did you blow out a candle the last time you lit one? Did you blow out a candle the last time you lit one?
No, I didn't.
Okay, translate the sentence for me. Translate the question for me.
To blow the candle?
Translate it for me into Spanish.
Que si sopló la vela la última vez que la encendió.
Okay.
No, I didn't.
Okay, ask him when he last lit a candle.
When did you last lit a candle?
Try again.
When did you last light a candle?
Yes.
Ah, yeah.
A few days ago, because my daughter turned 6 months.
Ah, very good.
Yeah.
Okay, so, ask him what his daughter's name is.
What's your daughter's name?
Her name's Chloe.
Ask him if she sleeps at night.
Does she sleep at night?
Barely.
Barely. All right, very good.
She's the cutest girl.
Yeah. I saw her once at your party.
Yes.
But that was maybe 3 months ago,
yes.
Right?
Yeah,
3 months ago. Did cigarettes cost less 8 years ago?
Yes, they did.
Did Al Capone run legal or illegal businesses?
Yes, he did.
No. It's a question with R. It's like, is today Tuesday or Wednesday? Yes. Yeah. So did Al Capone run legal or illegal businesses?
He ran illegal businesses.
He ran illegal businesses.
Yeah, what kind of illegal businesses did he run? There was one in particular.
He ran alcohol.
Yeah, what was that called?
Spirits?
No, there was a name. It was called bootlegging.
Ah, yes.
During the time of Prohibition in the United States, when alcohol was illegal, they were called bootleggers.
Yeah. And there is an expression with that word.
Bootlegging. Oof, I can't remember. Ask me who the most famous bootlegger was.
Who was the most famous bootlegger?
No, he wasn't really officially a bootlegger, but John F. Kennedy's father, Joe Kennedy, was the ambassador from the United States to Britain. It's actually, there's a title used for that, which is the Court of St. James.
Yeah.
The American ambassador to Britain is called the ambassador to the Court of St. James. And he exported from Britain into the States a lot of Scotch whiskey illegally.
Mm.
Yeah. And he made a lot of money out of that. Anyway, and he was of an Irish background and he imported Scotch whiskey. So I don't mind it being illegal, but it should have been Irish whiskey.
Okay.
Yeah. Did cigarettes cost less 8 years ago?
Yes, they did.
Very good. Did Madonna make a lot of money or only a little money in her life?
Madonna made a lot of money.
Very good. Did you become more confident as you got older? Sorry, have you become more confident as you got older?
Yes, I have.
Very good. Did you become suspicious of someone last week?
No, I didn't.
Okay, very good. Ask him if he's suspicious by nature.
Are you suspicious by nature?
No, I'm not.
Ask me if I'm suspicious by nature.
Are you suspicious by nature?
A little bit.
Really?
Yeah. It's an Irish thing.
Really?
Yeah. Did you break anything yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Very good. Did you bring me a present yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Ask why she didn't bring me a present yesterday.
Why didn't you bring him a present yesterday?
Because I wasn't here.
Oh, very good answer. Okay, ask her where she was yesterday.
Where were you yesterday?
I was in San Francisco.
Very good. What's the nickname of San Francisco?
The nickname?
Yes.
San Fran.
San Fran.
Yeah, very good. Did you build your own motorbike?
No, I didn't.
Did you catch a ball last week?
No, I didn't.
Very good. Did you meet me a long time ago or a short time ago?
I met you a long time ago.
Ask her when she first met me.
When did you first meet him?
I think I first met you in 2009 or 2010.
Wow, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
My God. Did you pay a bill last month?
Yes, I did.
Very good. Did you put clothes on this morning when you got up?
Did I what?
If you
ask him the question.
Did you put on clothes this morning when you got up?
Yes, I did.
Very good. Did you put something in a bag yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Very good. Did you read an interesting article last week?
Yes, I did.
Very good. Did you see anything interesting on TV last night?
No, I didn't.
Very good. Did you sell me something online last year?
No, I didn't.
Very good. Did you sell your car last year?
No, I didn't.
Did you sing in the shower this morning?
No, I didn't.
Ask him if he ever sings in the shower.
Did you ever sing in the shower?
Do you?
Do you ever sing in the shower?
Sing in the shower.
Do you ever sing in the shower?
Shower.
No, I don't.
Very good. Ask him if he ever plays air guitar.
Do you ever play air guitar?
Air?
Yeah.
What's air?
It's when you see like people at a concert and they're pretending to play the guitar, but they don't play the guitar.
No,
so
I don't.
We call it air guitar.
No, I don't.
That's it for the first part of the program, folks. Stay with us and we'll be back with you in 4 minutes for more of this. Bye-bye.
En 3 meses puedes hacer muchas cosas. Puedes ponerte cachas en el gimnasio.
Hola, guapa.
Ig, te has pasado un poco, ¿no?
O también puedes hacer un curso trimestral en Vaughan. En solo 3 meses verás cómo tu inglés da un importante salto de calidad. Si necesitas mejorar tu inglés sin perder el tiempo, con un método que realmente funciona, hazte con uno de nuestros cursos trimestrales. La matrícula ya está abierta. Infórmate sin compromiso en el 91-133-5833. O en grupobaugan.com.
¿Has probado una clase Vaughan? ¿Un profesor Vaughan? Prueba. Descubrirás por primera vez la gran fuerza y vigor de un método seguro con un profesor singular. Te sorprenderás.
Vaughan y Disney presentan
Disney English Vaughan.
La magia de Disney en sus clases de inglés.
Ahora en Vaughan tus peques pueden aprender inglés con sus personajes favoritos Disney en un entorno creativo y lleno de diversión y aventura.
Historias interactivas, canciones, juegos y mucho más.
Con Disney English Vaughan aprenderán inglés sin darse cuenta de la mano de los mejores profesores.
Con Disney English y Vaughan llegarán hasta el infinito y más allá.
Disney English Vaughan está disponible en varias ciudades de España.
Para niños y niñas de 4 a 9 años.
Búscalo en grupobaugan.com y apúntalos ya.
Llega nuestro Weekend Camp con temática de circo y magia para chavales de 6 a 12 años. Del 22 al 24 de noviembre en el Valle de los Abedules, en Miraflores de la Sierra. Haz que los peques de la casa se llenen de magia, sorpresas y diversión. Haz tu reserva en el 91-700-1199. 91-700-1199.
Do you want English classes or do you want to learn English? If you only want classes, then maybe we're expensive. But if you want to master English, we're the cheapest. We're the only option.
And I mean, this is basically it. I mean, I truly believe that we can easily reach an agreement if we just keep pushing them on the budget. And you know, the fact that they're going to lose a key customer if they don't take the risk.
That's an interesting point, actually. What do you think, Mr. Ramirez?
Yo? Excuse me. No, no, no! No, márchate, márchate!
Mr. Ramirez, are you all right? Mr. Ramirez?
¿Te da miedo hablar en inglés?
Tenemos la solución. Vaughan Town es una auténtica terapia de choque para que mejores tu comprensión auditiva y tu agilidad oral en un tiempo récord. Durante 6 días, desde las 9 de la mañana hasta que te vayas a la cama, no harás otra cosa que no sea hablar inglés con nativos. Vaughan Town. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Disney English Vaughan está disponible en varias ciudades de España.
Para niños y niñas de 4 a 9 años.
Búscalo en grupobaughan.com y apúntalos ya.
En el Club Junior dejamos hacer a tus hijos lo que siempre han querido. Hablar en clase. El método más motivador y dinámico al servicio de tus hijos. Llámanos e infórmate en el 91-133-5832.
La niñez es el momento en que hacemos preguntas incómodas. También es el momento perfecto para aprender inglés. Si no quieres que tus hijos se hagan mayores en saber inglés, olvídate de los viejos métodos que utilizaron contigo. Descubre Vaughan Junior, un método que despierta sus ganas de aprender y su curiosidad por el inglés. Aprenden de forma natural y divertida. Llámanos ahora al 91-133-5832.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
Back here on this wet and rainy Thursday morning. Ask me if today is a typical autumn day.
Is it a typical autumn day today?
Yes, although not typical Madrid. This is like an Irish autumn day. It's rainy, it's windy, it's dark, it's a little bit cold. Yeah. Let's do a little bit of simpler translation lists. Me estoy cansando de hacer listas.
I'm getting tired of making lists. Okay. Of doing lists.
Making. Careful of your pronunciation of tired. One syllable.
I'm
getting tired of making lists.
Good. Me estoy acostumbrando a ello.
I'm getting used to it.
Me voy a casar pronto.
I'm going to get married soon.
Good. Bájate del coche.
Get out of the car.
Bájate del autobús.
Get off the bus.
Again?
Get off the bus.
Good. Súbete al autobús.
Get on the bus.
Enfermé durante el viaje.
I got sick during the holidays.
I got sick during the journey.
Yes, or the trip, yeah.
I got sick during the journey.
Good. Llegué de vuelta anoche.
I got back last night.
Very good. Me levanté temprano.
I got up early.
Very good. Él se desanimó.
He got
discouraged.
Yes,
he got discouraged. He got discouraged.
Yeah, yesterday a lady wrote an email to Richard saying that I allowed two mistakes in my program.
Really?
Yeah. I allowed someone, I don't know who it was, to say critic instead of criticized. So my apologies. I missed the mistakes. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. People, it's a good sign. It means people are listening.
Yes.
Well, one person is listening at least. Yes. Yeah, one lady. Me levanté temprano.
I got up early.
Very good. It sounds... I don't know if this sounds strange.
For me, no.
No.
A
little bit, yeah.
There's something strange with the micro. Nacho, hay algo raro con el micro, algo, ¿no? Me suena un poco strange. Okay. No te enfades.
Don't get angry.
Very good. No te pongas triste.
Don't get
sad.
Yeah.
Don't get sad.
Very good. Me perdí en esa parte de la ciudad.
I got lost in that part of the city.
Yeah. Now, I don't know why this reminds me, but this is a funny story. We often say here, because in this company, we say there's never a dull moment. How do you say that in Spanish? There's never a dull moment. There's never a dull moment.
Ah, que no hay un momento de aburrimiento.
Yeah, there's always something going on here. So I remember we were talking about how we should get somebody to make a Netflix documentary about Vaughan Systems, just about the office, things that happen, because crazy things happen in here. Sometimes very funny things, sometimes not so funny. But one day, because... It's often when you come as a foreigner to another country, it is not for me the big differences in culture. It's little tiny things. And I remember coming here first, and as our teachers have to do what we call attendance sheets in the class, because we need to use them for billing. So you obviously have to get used to what the initials of the days of the week are in Spanish. So what's the initial for Monday?
L.
And for Tuesday?
M.
And for Wednesday?
M-I.
No.
No?
X.
I see.
X. So a new teacher, when I started working in the office here, a new teacher was assigned classes. And in the email, and he was just like me, he was new to Spain, he didn't really speak Spanish, it said basically L, equis, 8 to 9. So on the Wednesday, the client rang and said, the teacher hasn't come to class. And we were thinking, okay. But was he there on Monday? Yeah, yeah, he was there on Monday. And it was fine. And so we called him up and he said, no, I don't have class today. We said, no, you do. He says, no, there's an X. There's an X in the email. And we said, of course you don't understand. He said, X means Wednesday. And the poor guy was like, but nobody told me. And he's right, absolutely. Nobody, yeah, yeah. X being Wednesday. Se vistieron para la fiesta.
They got dressed for the party.
Very good. Se está nublando.
It's getting cloudy.
Good. Si sales ahora, te mojarás.
If you go out now, you'll get wet.
Very good. Careful of wet, wet.
Wet.
Again?
If you go out now, you'll get wet.
Very good. Tu salud está empeorando.
Your health is getting worse.
Very good. Tu inglés está mejorando.
Your English is getting better.
Again?
Your English is getting better.
Now, careful of the pronunciation of better.
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 Your English is getting better.
Yeah, I think you're getting bad habits from San Francisco. Ask her how long she was in San Francisco.
How long were you in San Francisco?
I was only 2 days.
I was only there for 2 days.
I was only there 2 days.
For 2 days.
I was only there for 2 days.
Yeah, but an American would say better. It's perfectly fine, but I'm just teasing you. Better. Say it again.
I was only there for 2 days.
No, say again. Tu inglés está mejorando.
Ah, okay. Your English is getting better.
Very good. Llegué a casa muy tarde.
I got home very late.
El perro se soltó.
The dog got untied.
Loose.
Yeah, careful.
Loose.
The dog got loose.
Very good. Ask him if his dog has improved.
Has your dog improved?
Well, sometimes it seems it's going to last forever.
So the dog is still alive?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Las cosas se están poniendo difíciles.
Things are getting difficult.
Good. Se llevan muy bien.
They get well together.
You're missing a preposition.
They're getting along well.
Well, simple.
Getting on.
They get on.
They get on well.
Together.
They get on well together.
They get on well together.
Very good. Let's do a little bit of practice with the last time I was, etc. When was the last time you bought something completely useless?
The last time I bought something completely useless was last week.
Oh, very good. Ask her what she bought.
What did you buy?
A typical thing for putting what's his name? It's like a Tupperware, but it was useless because, do you know what a Tupperware is?
Yeah.
But something different with the lid, it doesn't work very well. So.
The lid,
yes.
Okay.
So.
Right. Okay. When was the last time you broke a plate?
The last time I broke a plate was 1 year ago.
Very good. When was the last time you broke something?
Last time I broke something was a couple of days ago.
Ask him what he broke.
What did you break?
I broke my tea mug.
You broke your tea mug. Ask him how long he had the tea mug. What's a mug?
A tetera?
No.
No, una taza.
Taza.
Oh. A big mug. A big cup, sorry.
Hmm.
Ask him how long he had the tea mug.
How long did you have the tea mug?
I had it for several years.
Okay, ask him if he was upset.
Were you upset?
A little bit.
Okay, ask him if he drinks tea every day.
Do you drink tea every day?
Yes, I drink tea every single day.
Ask him what kind of tea he drinks.
What kind of tea do you drink?
I try to be healthy and drink green tea, but it's not always the case.
Okay, ask me if I had a cup of tea this morning.
Do you have a cup of tea this morning?
Yes, I did. Ask me what brand it was.
What brand was it?
It was Barry's tea.
Barry's?
Yeah. Do you know where Barry's tea comes from?
No. Never from
Ireland. Cork.
Yes?
From Cork, yeah. It's like, I don't know what the equivalent is. It is a very, 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 very important part of our Irish culture to drink tea. And there are two main brands, Lions and Barry's.
Mm-hmm.
And so you go to one house and you say, well, like, are you Lions or Barry's? And in my house, always Barry's.
Really?
even though the political owners of Barry's were traditionally from the other political divide from my family, but it's a very strong Cork thing. And so when people come to visit me from Ireland, they just bring tea without even asking. They bring tea because it's an important thing.
Okay.
Ask me if it was a good cup of tea.
Was it a good cup of tea?
Yeah, it was just it's just black tea. It's normal tea, but it's pretty good stuff. Yeah. When was the last time you brushed your hair?
The last time I brushed my hair was this morning.
Very good. Ask her who did her hair for the wedding.
Who did your hair for the wedding?
A hairdresser from Alcalá de Henares.
Very good. Do you want to say her name?
Yes, he...
He or she?
He.
Okay. You can't remember... That's terrible. She can't remember the name. My God. When was the last time you built something with Lego?
The last time I built something with Lego was...
Lego.
Lego.
Yes.
Lego was at least 20 years ago.
Very good. When was the last time you caught something?
The last time I caught something was yesterday.
Very good. Ask her what she caught.
What did you catch?
Catch.
A catch.
Yes.
Okay. What did you catch?
A catch.
Yes. Catch.
A catch.
So, when was the last time you caught something?
The last time I caught something was yesterday.
And how do you say the verb to catch in Spanish?
To catch es coger.
Yes. So ask her what she caught.
What did you catch yesterday?
Yesterday, I didn't catch anything. Well, I caught...
No, you said you caught something.
Yes, but I understood
Cut. Yes, okay,
cut.
Yeah, very good, very good. When was the last time you chose to stay at home in the morning?
The last time I chose to stay at home in the morning was the last time I was ill.
Very good. When was the last time you fell?
The last time I fell was 1 year ago.
Very good. When was the last time you gave someone a present?
The last time I gave someone a present was a couple of weeks ago.
Ask him when he last spoke Bulgarian. Ask him when he last spoke Bulgarian.
When did you last speak Bulgarian?
I last spoke Bulgarian last night.
Very good. Ask him if he speaks Bulgarian every day.
Do you speak Bulgarian every day?
Yeah, I think I speak Bulgarian almost every day.
Very good. Ask him if he speaks to his family on the phone every week.
Do you speak with your family on the phone every week?
I try to.
Are you forgetting you're Bulgarian?
Bulgarian.
No. Bulgarian.
No? No, it's impossible.
Now, sometimes, I wonder if this happens to him too. Ask him if he forgets his Spanish if he goes to Bulgaria for a couple of weeks.
Do you forget your Spanish when you go to Bulgaria?
Bulgaria.
To Bulgaria for a couple of weeks?
No, actually I don't, but something weird happens. When I go there, on the first day I speak in Spanish to my family.
Yes.
And then when I come back here, I speak in Bulgarian to my first Spanish friends.
It happens to me too.
Really?
It happens to a lot of people. You go to a shop in Ireland. I walk in and I give them and I say, gracias. Thank you. And then I come here and I say, thank you. What? I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When was the last time you heard a strange noise?
The last time I heard a strange noise was 1 year ago.
Ask me when I last heard a strange noise.
When did you last hear a strange noise?
About 10 seconds ago. There's something happening in here today. I don't know. There's like a buzzing or something weird. Yeah. When was the last time you kept quiet in an argument?
The last time I kept quiet in an argument was a week ago.
Very good. Ask her why she kept quiet.
Why did you keep quiet?
Because it's better for my future.
So if someone's going to kill her. Okay, let's do a little bit more vocabulary. Ask her if she wins the arguments in her house.
Do you win the arguments in your house?
I always win the arguments.
Of course you do. Yeah, very good. Okay, the betting cuando?
From time to time.
Good.
Every now and again.
Very good, very good. Olvídalo.
Forget it.
Very good. Another way of saying?
Never mind.
Now, if you watch the mafia films, like Goodfellas, and a lot of Italian Americans say this, they say, forget about it. Forget about it. You ask Alberto Alonso, forget about it. Forget about it. But all it's like, forget about it. Forget about it. Numeroso.
Numeroso.
Almost.
Numerous.
Numerous. Yeah.
Numerous.
Yeah.
Numerous.
Good. Obsoleto.
Old-fashioned.
Okay.
Obsolete,
very good. Aceite o petróleo?
Oil.
Very good. Aceituna.
Olive.
Good. And what do you call the tree that olives grow on?
Olive Tree.
Olive Tree. Very good. Socio con otro u otros, like as in a business sense.
Partners.
People are increasingly using this instead of girlfriend or boyfriend for yeah. partner. Orgullo.
Ego?
Proud.
Pride.
Yes.
Pride.
Yeah.
Pride.
What do you call a group of lions?
Pride.
Yes, a pride of lions. Pride. Very good. Orden de compra.
Sales.
The opposite. Compra.
Compra.
Purchase order.
Very good.
Purchase order.
Very good. Questionario.
I don't know.
Questionnaire.
Yeah, it's a French word. Questionnaire. Very good. Receta de cocina.
Recipe.
Very good. Ask if she makes Hungarian goulash.
Do you make Hungarian goulash?
No, I don't.
No, it's beautiful.
Ask her if she makes anything.
Do you make anything?
Nothing. Ask if her husband cooks.
Does your husband cook?
No, he doesn't.
Ask her where the food comes from.
Where does the food come from? From restaurants.
From restaurants. Ask her if her mother-in-law cooks.
Does your mother-in-law cook?
Yes.
Yeah, because the Spanish mothers-in-law feed millions of people. Yeah, I don't
Thank
have one.
You.
I need to get one. So, for example, here I see people coming in and they have a Tupperware of lentejas and it's like, I said, where did you get that? My mother-in-law. And they get food for the whole week. Yes. Ask me if I'm jealous.
Are you jealous?
Yes, I want that. I want that, yeah. Reconocimiento.
Recognizement?
Close.
Recognition.
Yes.
Recognition.
Yeah, something I would always say, if you're a boss, you have a team, you work with people, give them recognition. Say thank you for doing a good job. Not enough people do this. Pelirrojo.
Red-haired
or also red-headed. Red-haired. Yes, correct. Refrescante.
Refreshing.
Ask her if she had a refreshing gin and tonic first thing this morning.
Did you have a refreshing gin and tonic first thing this morning? No, I didn't.
Okay, ask me if I've ever met a person who has gin and tonic in the morning.
Have you ever met a person who has...
We had.
Who had gin and tonic in the mornings?
No, but my father was a politician. And he told a story one time in the 1970s when Ireland was a very different place. And there was what's called a by-election, which is... I don't think this happens here. A member of the parliament, of the national parliament, died. So... they have what's called a by-election, which is a special election just in that constituency, just for one seat in the parliament. And it was in a place called County Monaghan, which is on the border with Northern Ireland. And in the 1970s, this was a pretty interesting place because there was a lot of what we call the Troubles, which was really the war in Northern Ireland. So it was a very interesting place to be. And he was there, what we call canvassing, which is electioneering, like working for the party that he was a member of. And he said there were two brothers and they were from there. And he said they were big, strong men. And he said these men drank a lot. And he said, so he was in the small hotel in a little town called Carrickmacross having breakfast. And these two men came down and they ordered a breakfast and they said, and two gins and tonics. This is about 7 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. So I've never done it, but these guys did. Las horas punta.
The rush hour.
Yeah, the rush hour. Very good.
Can you say peak hours?
You could say maybe peak traffic time.
Okay.
Peak traffic time, yeah. Luz solar.
Sunlight.
Good. And luz lunar? Luz lunar.
Moonlight,
very good. And if you are moonlighting, what are you doing?
You can sleep.
No, it's like you have an illegal second job that you do for cash.
Oh,
like
okay.
Secretly.
Yeah.
So he's a dentist, but maybe he's secretly moonlighting as a vet.
Oh.
So he's helping animals for cash, secretly, yeah. Ask him if he ever wanted to be a vet.
Have you ever...
No, well, in the past, did you?
Did you ever want to be a vet?
No, I didn't.
Okay, ask him if he likes animals.
Do you like animals?
I eat all animals.
Okay. Well, I like animals, but I also eat them. Yeah, so both can work. Con talento.
With talent.
talently.
Gifted?
Gifted or? Oh,
talented.
Talented. Very good. Say it again.
Talented.
Good. Compañero de equipo.
Team worker.
Teammate.
Good. Teammate, yeah. SOS or in efecto?
Effectively. That's right. That's right.
Yes, good. That's right, yeah. La bolsa de valores.
The stock exchange.
The stock exchange or the stock market, yeah. Very good. Negociar.
To negotiate.
Very good. Reconsiderar.
To reconsider.
Yeah, I'd say reconsider.
To reconsider.
Very good. Ensayar un evento.
Rehearse an event.
Yes, you know, use the preposition.
To rehearse an event.
Or you can just say to rehearse. To rehearse. Very good. Pedir.
To ask.
Good. And more formally?
To beg.
No. To request. Okay. Atar.
To tie.
Very good. Very good. Okay. We'll do a little bit of practice with simple present and simple past. Do you have a coffee every day?
No, I don't.
Did you have a coffee yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Ask me.
Did you have a coffee yesterday?
I think I had three. Do you hear the alarm clock every morning?
Yes, I do.
And did you hear it yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Very good. Do you add salt to your food every day?
No, I don't.
Very good. Did you add salt yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Do you bleed when you cut yourself by accident?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Ask him how often he shaves.
How often do you shave?
I shave once a week.
Ask him if he uses a blade or a machine.
Do you use a blade or a machine?
I use a normal blade.
Very good. Do you buy something every day?
No, I don't.
Did you buy something yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Ask her what she bought.
What did you buy?
Gasoline.
I bought
gasoline yesterday.
Okay, ask her if she's a careful driver.
Are you a careful driver?
I try to, but I'm not.
Ask if Hungarians are good drivers.
Are Hungarians good drivers?
I hope so.
Very good. Ask me if we have many Hungarians working here.
Do you have many Hungarians working here?
Right now I think we have two. Yeah. Do you dive in summer?
No, I don't.
What's the verb to dive?
To go under the water.
Well, to, yeah.
With the equipment.
Actually, no, both, actually. Diving. Sorry. It can be to scuba dive, which is going under the water, but also to dive into the pool.
Hmm.
How do you say to dive into the pool?
Tirarte de cabeza.
Yeah, very good. Do you eat biscuits every day?
No, I don't.
Ask him if he ate biscuits yesterday.
Did you eat biscuits yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Very good. Do you get dressed every day?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Do you go bowling every day?
No, I don't.
Did you go bowling yesterday?
No, I didn't.
How do you say bowling in Spanish?
Ir a los bolos.
Yeah. Do you hear people talking every day?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Did you leave work yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Very good. Did you leave work early?
No, I didn't.
Very good. Do you hold your breath every day?
No, I don't.
How do you say to hold your breath in Spanish?
Contener la respiración.
Very good. Ask Seve if he held his breath yesterday.
Did you hold your breath yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Very good. Do you read the newspaper every day?
No, I don't.
Ask him if you read the newspaper yesterday.
Did you read the newspaper yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Very good. Do you relax every day?
Yes, I do.
Ask her if she relaxed yesterday.
Did you relax yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Very good. Okay, so do a little bit of practice now with just simple past. Ask me how I felt when I last caught a cold.
How did you feel when you last caught a cold?
I felt bad. What did you eat last night?
I ate pasta last night.
Very good. Ask her if she cooked it herself.
Did you cook it yourself?
No, my boyfriend cooked it.
Your what?
My husband cooked it.
Ask me when the last time I flew was.
When was the last time you flew?
Very good. The last time I flew was probably a month ago. What did you say to me when you got here today?
I didn't say anything to you. No, this morning.
What fruit did Adam and Eve eat in the Garden of Eden?
They ate an apple.
Very good. Ask me when the last time I heard my favourite song was.
When was the last time you heard your favourite song?
Last time I heard my favourite song was probably a few months ago, actually. What time did you get home yesterday?
I got home at 8 o'clock yesterday.
Very good. When did you last see the President of Spain on TV?
I last saw the President of Spain on TV 1 week ago.
Very good. Where did you go last week after the radio show?
I went home last week after the radio show.
Very good. What time did you leave the studio last week?
I left at 10:30 the studio last week. I left at 10 last week.
No, sorry.
I left the studio at 10:30 last week.
One more time.
I left at 10:30 the studio last week. I left the studio at 10:30 last week.
One more time.
I left the studio at 10:30 last week.
Very good. Ask her if she held hands with someone yesterday.
Did you hold hands with someone yesterday?
No, I didn't.
What does it mean to hold hands?
To hacer manitas.
Yes. So ask her now. Ask her again.
Did you hold hands with somebody yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Ask her if she held hands with somebody last week.
Did you hold hands with somebody last week?
Yes, I did.
Very good. Okay, that's good. I was getting worried. Ask me if I was worried yesterday.
Were you worried yesterday?
No, not really. When did you buy Christmas presents last year?
I bought Christmas presents last year in November.
Very good. What nationality did you think I was when you met me?
I didn't know what nationality you were when I met you.
Very good. What nationality?
I think I knew that you were Irish.
Very
in
good.
Advance.
What nationality did you think I was when you met me?
I think you were...
I thought
you were British.
Woof.
Oh, sorry. That's the worst.
When did you eat spaghetti for the first time?
I ate spaghetti for the first time when I was 5.
Okay, ask me when I first ate spaghetti.
When did you eat spaghetti? When you eat spaghetti first.
When did you first eat spaghetti?
When did you first eat spaghetti?
Eat spaghetti.
When did you first eat spaghetti?
I think I was about 17.
Yep. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's it for today, folks. Thank you very much to everybody. And thank you to you. Stay tuned for Alberto Alonso. Have a good day and see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Vuelve el seminario que tanto éxito está teniendo sobre emprendimiento y liderazgo, con dos líderes, Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado. Y esta vez, Richard Vaughan lo impartirá en inglés. No faltes a esta nueva convocatoria, jueves 24 de octubre, de 16:30 a 20:30 horas, en la sede central de Vaughan, en la calle Orense 69, primera planta. Entra ahora en grupovaughan.com/seminario.
Tus hijos no saben que les encanta el inglés hasta que los traigas a Vaughan. Tus hijos van a descubrir que el inglés es su asignatura favorita gracias a los cursos intensivos de nuestra línea junior. ¿Por qué? Porque nuestras clases no son clases de academia al uso.